for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is not Dr. Drew. It is Dr. Bruce Hensel, who's filling in for Dr. Drew. I believe the last night of Dr. Drew being wherever he has been.
He's at an ice skating competition in Boston.
Watching
his daughter, right?
It's been a whole goddamn week. I'm going to kill that guy. I'm having a nervous breakdown, by the way.
Nobody doing so.
He's getting paid the... Oh, don't worry, Bruce.
No.
Oh, don't worry.
First of all, you can say G-damn.
Yeah.
What's they don't bleep G-damn? You?
What?
They don't bleep you for that?
Goddamn?
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Let me tell how much I swear. I don't even know I said
wow.
that.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Kathy Griffin, dear.
Dear old friend.
Dear friend, yeah. Kathy Griffin, my oldest friend in show business. Mm-hmm. How do I know? Because I knew her before I was in show business.
Right.
So she has to be my oldest
show
business
friend. When you were a contractor slash carpenter. Were you even licensed, Adam?
That's right. You were model slash actress.
I was a runway model.
Slash mattress.
Au pair.
And I was, she was a wet nurse model. I was a carpenter. We had a night of ecstasy.
In fact, your bedpost had so many notches, it was four piles of sawdust. People!
Oh, that's right.
That is just some of the entertainment you can get at the Irvine Improv this weekend.
You go down there, you're going to hear the bedpost joke.
It's my opener and my closer.
Maybe even the duvet cover and dust ruffle joke.
That chunk, yeah. It's money in the bank.
Kathy, by the way, if you've not seen Kathy perform in person, and I've not seen Kathy perform in person, you are missing a performance.
And when have you seen me perform in person?
I've not seen that. I'm saying if you
so
haven't,
then
you're
you
missing
are a bad
a performance.
Person.
I'm the guy, and I'm angry at myself. I've seen you on TV. Here's the thing, too.
Let me tell you something. I'll call up four or five of my gays, and I tell them that you weren't nice to me tonight, and that is it. It is on.
Kathy has a gay army.
Right.
And by the way, anyone who knows the gays know that one gay is good for at least 20 straight guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all product and nails.
Yeah.
They're like ninja throwing stars.
Stronger, more beam.
Sharp
more,
teeth. Lots of,
more passion.
Yeah, more passion. Here's the question.
Focus and a goal.
Why is it an 80-pound bobcat could take down a 200-pound man?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Cares more
it's
about
the
it.
Same thing. There's
cares
more it's the claws.
It.
It's the passion.
You don't want to go up
that's
against the gay bobcats.
That's the case.
No, thank you.
And the Hep C threat. Let's be
the
honest.
Hep C threat.
Oh,
let's be honest.
Adam, let's not.
Okay, the point is do not want to get Kathy's
you don't want to get close.
Gay commando force.
No.
Commando.
No.
Force.
They're like the gay
Mossad. That's right. You know, people with hepatitis C, for some reason or other, are more passionate and a little crazier than a lot of other people.
Pam Anderson's?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Does she have hep C?
She has hep something.
She has hep something. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's
she's got C, I think.
You think she does?
Well, yeah, look at
the tape. Let's go to the tape.
No, I mean, but look at the population that has hepatitis C. These are people that oftentimes have dabbled in drugs, have had unprotected sex. They play fast.
There
they play loose.
Yeah, you can get it other ways.
You have thrill seekers.
You can get it other ways. But
you
that's
can.
True.
But for
it
the most part, it's
thing.
A thrill-seeking group. So if you go to a Hep C convention.
I just love that Tommy Lee says that he didn't give it to Pam Anderson.
I think he said that.
Let me just say that I saw Tommy Lee about 2 months ago, and I got crabs by looking at him.
You did?
I looked at him, and I had crabs all over.
She got retinal
itchy.
Crabs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
itchy.
So did you, Dr. Bruce, by the way, from NBC News and the opposite of sex.
Yep. The opposite sex. The opposite of sex was a feature.
That was a movie.
Although I know that for you, a transgender person is probably the opposite of sex.
Yes, the opposite
That's
sex.
That's a good point.
Which, well, how'd it do, by the way? What the hell was it up for?
The Emmy.
Emmy?
The Emmy. We hope. We'll see in a month or two. It did well. It's got good reviews. It's on Showtime. It's still showing on Showtime. We follow one man and one woman from the time they decide until the time they become the opposite sex.
Right.
And nobody's my hero except for Jesus.
Yeah. That's the subject of the movie.
That sounded like Renee.
That is Renee.
That was Renee.
Boy, is Renee pissed off, too.
Yeah, Renee's just in the pile of sound effects now?
It's amazing.
Yes.
We did a show with him a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
And
him?
Renee felt very...
Or him? Or
him. Well, he was born biologically a female, but
right.
okay,
always felt
so
he was
now,
a man.
Now okay, a man. But is he going to be a man named Renee?
He is a man named Renee.
Okay. Yeah. Does he know that his name is normally identified with a woman, and maybe
unless
he wants to go with Frank?
You can be French, you can be Renee, and then it's a man.
I would go with Frank or maybe Toby.
He may want to join your army.
Toby sounds gay.
Toby is gay. Here's the whole thing about the whole transgendered crown.
They don't want to be gay. They don't want to be called gay.
No, sex and gender are different issues.
That's
for them.
Right.
Here's the really, you don't know what to call them, and you eventually you're just scared to open your mouth because they're so goddamn angry, which is the whole reason they're cutting their genitalia off in the first place.
They just run around
correcting people, so eventually you just want to throw them out of the studio because it's like, which I did,
yes,
which you can't talk to them.
You threw a transgendered person mid-gender out.
He was here for an hour. That's long enough.
You have no... Let me tell you something. You would never cut it on Oprah for 5 seconds because you don't know where your inner spirit is.
That's
you don't
true.
Know how to find your inner spirit.
It's
if
in
your
my
inner
dream
spirit
catcher.
Bit you in the ass, you wouldn't even know what to say.
Well, it obviously threatened him.
Yes,
it threatened him. It obviously brought out his own transgender tendencies.
Yeah.
So he wanted to get rid
of it. Oh,
although, let me tell you something. He would not be a very attractive woman without a severe eyebrow wax.
Oh, my God.
Severe.
These two caterpillars on top of my eyes. What a disaster that would be. And the nasally drone and the Brillo head and the like ingrown hairs on the neck. Could you imagine?
All right, here's my question, Dr. Bruce.
Yeah.
So I've watched the, Normal on HBO with the backwards R.
Right.
I've watched the Oprah, Let's Talk to the Transgender People.
Right.
I've met transgenders. Okay, I don't mean to be rude, but why is it that so many of the guys who become women look like stocky, unattractive lesbians?
Right, that's true.
There's not a lot of them that are trying to look like Pam Anderson.
Most of
them
are
over 6 feet. There's a lot of them that have like the big Billie Jean King glasses and a mullet. If you're going to cut your penis off,
they look like
you should be a hot blonde.
You're like the wife from King of the Hill.
Yeah.
In the United States, that's true. But if you go to Thailand or Brazil, you cannot even tell. They call them gatoys.
Believe
and
you me.
You cannot tell.
Even parts of Tijuana. You can get burned.
I thought you're out of that life.
You can get burned.
Burned badly.
Scary.
Badly, my friend. Badly.
There are people who, there have been many stories. I remember a story. Paul Horning once told a story. Remember him,
Paul
the golden
Horning,
boy?
The,
remember him?
The football player?
Yeah.
Sure.
Suppose, you know what, I better not go here. I've not experienced enough.
Well, what the golden boy? What happened? Golden shower boy? What happened?
Oh, I don't know if it was. I just heard that he had an experience and he was in the middle of it, at which point he said, right after this is over, we have to talk.
Yeah, So you're saying
he's sensitive. He's not like a wham bam. He wants to talk later.
No,
that's one view.
Bruce is saying, and I think we can all agree on this, that certain nationalities lend themselves to the transgendered process a little bit better than what we would think of the Caucasian.
Have you been to tranny night at Tommy Tang's?
No.
Tranny night at Tommy Tang's is fierce. I mean, those girls they turn it out.
They feel pretty strongly. But Adam is right. In Asian countries, the men look very feminine. They're not very hairy to begin
with.
And unless you look at the hands and the feet, you might not be able to tell. So you should always look at the hands and the feet.
Dr. Bruce, what are the chances, I want you to be honest about this, that Adam is on the down low?
You mean I was what?
From what I know, that he's already changed? Or that he's thinking
of changing?
No, on the down low. On the down low.
Yeah, you know that book, Brothers on the Down Low?
No, I don't know that.
Okay,
book.
You know what? Somebody needs to watch Oprah.
Educate us.
I'm so straight, I don't even know what that is.
I can't watch Oprah. She's on at 4 o'clock on Channel 7.
You watch
7.
It again at 1:05 a.m.
Well, tonight.
When it comes back on.
All right.
Okay,
we're going to the phones.
What about okay, there's this whole Oprah about how basically all straight guys, it turns out, get BJs from guys all on the side.
On the side.
Like,
oh, really?
Like almost all of them.
Well,
really?
Adam and I don't know any of those people.
Oh, come on. They said like 90%.
90%?
So now I'm pretty sure
that may be a very select audience.
My dad's on the down low. You've met my dad.
Yeah, I've met your dad.
Okay, and he's given you that look.
I've been down low with your dad.
I knew it. Dad
always wants to hang out with me at
your
Christmas party.
But he's got the walker now. How does he still...
How do you think he got into the walker?
You sit during that anyway. You don't have to stand up.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Everybody's on the down low?
Yes, including your father.
Oh, God, where is it?
What about women? Why is that true just of men?
Yeah. I don't know. There was a whole book about it. And they said it on Oprah, so it's true.
If it's 90% men, I'll bet it's 96% women.
Here's the whole thing about the homosexual
Do you think President
society.
Bush is on the down low?
No.
Dick Cheney?
Hope he's got something going on.
No. Now the small gay community in this country is trying to turn every straight guy gay. For some reason, it's going to make it all right or make their life better.
The small gay community. Not that they're small, but that there aren't many of them.
The percentage, from a percentage wise,
I think
it's
a pretty big number.
What's the number? Is it 10 or 11? I keep hearing.
I wouldn't be surprised if it were 20.
20?
No.
I mean, how many people do we not know?
No. Well, look, let's put it this way. If it's 20, it's still small because
20% versus 80%. We can't go by a dinner party at my house, 80%.
It's about 80.
Yeah. No, it's smaller than 20%, Bruce. It's got to be.
Well, if it's 10% out in the open,
I don't know. I don't know that it's as high as 10% out in the open.
Who's doing these censuses?
And
I don't think there's a
good one?
A box to check on the census.
Certainly no box. That's one thing the gay guys can't stand.
Ba-dum-bum.
Melissa?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
I had a breast reduction about 2 years ago.
You had a breast reduction, yeah.
One of them is significantly smaller than the other one, and the nipple is about half an inch closer to the middle of my chest than the left one. And I mean, it kind of bothers me, but I've had a couple boyfriends, and they've never said anything. One of my friends actually noticed when I was swimming, like, last week in my underwear, and that kind of made me feel real self-conscious about it. I was just wondering if you knew if there was anything I could do, because I talked to the surgeon about it, and he said, we'll just wait and see if they fill out and change, and they haven't. And
how long has it been since your surgery, Melissa?
2 years.
2 years.
What kind of surgeon is this? Who's like, oh, yeah, it'll fill out.
Well, you know,
that's what I was thinking. He just kind of put me off, so I haven't been back to see him.
All right, listen, Melissa, when he did the reduction, was there asymmetry after he did the reduction?
Yes, but I went to see him about a month and a half after the surgery for my checkup. Like, there's a post-surgery consultation or whatever, and I mentioned both the size difference and the nipple, like, position, and he was like, well, I did the same thing to both of them, so let's just see if it corrects itself. And
what about before the surgery?
Now, Dr. Bruce, don't you dare stick up for him. Because I know you doctors are like cops. You all stick up for each other.
I am a journalist. I am not going to stick up for him. It sounds like he... It sounds like he messed up. It's that simple.
Of course he did.
But, you know, your question, Melissa, yes, you can get it fixed if it bothers you.
But shouldn't the doctor fix it?
You know, shouldn't the doctor...
Come on, it's time to threaten the lawsuit. Let's get the good attorney, write the scary letter, get it done.
Do you want the same doctor operating on you? My suggestion is you go to somebody else.
All right.
If you're unhappy, there's no reason to stay that way.
Well, also, if you want to settle this in the court of law, you got to go to another doctor because obviously you need a second opinion or a third party or whatever it is. So, Melissa, I put you on hold because you wouldn't shut up.
Adam,
well, everybody,
that was harsh.
Well, everybody asks questions and then talks right over the answer.
Maybe
it drives me nuts.
Like
you're doing it right now, Missy.
You son of a... I don't know if I can say that.
You can. All right, here's the point, Melissa. Go talk to another plastic surgeon or two, maybe someone who specializes in breast reduction, and you'll know whether you have a case or an argument or not. Also, this asymmetry is one of these things that women get caught up into. Guys don't really notice, per se.
A lot of guys don't be as big an issue
as you personally
think.
But if it's severe, is she saying it's a half an inch here? One is severely
somebody
smaller.
Somebody else noticed.
Yeah. I mean, if her friend noticed.
And swimming in their underwear, which is a whole other call.
Interesting anyway. The choice between swimming naked, swimming with a bathing suit, or swimming in your underwear.
Maybe she's poor.
Yeah. Let's try to figure out what happened. Melissa, why swimming in your underpants?
I was drunk, but my underwear...
All right, that's good enough. That's good, but if you're drunk, you go nude. Wait a second.
No, I'm not quite that secure about... I mean, and that also...
Or that drunk.
I'm self-conscious about the way they look. I know that they're not straight, and they're not... But
were you with guys, or just your friend?
No, I was with guys. I mean, he's a guy friend of mine.
You're a lesbian.
Oh, it was a guy friend that made that remark.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't sound like you should stand for this, Melissa. There's no reason why you can't get it fixed.
You just go get another consultation, all right?
Okay.
All right, baby doll. Good time.
Cha-ching is right.
Yeah. All right. It's big business. That's tough. That's tough when you think you're doing the skinny dipping, but you just get the bra and panties. You know
what I
mean?
What you're talking about? Not the fact that this poor girl has to go back into surgery because some bastard botched it?
That means one of the dudes has got to go down and get some more wine coolers. That's what that means. That means we need more wine coolers. Once in a while you get the compromise with the just the panties, no bra. But bra and panties is just as good as being a bathing suit. Psychologically, you get a little extra out of it for the ride home.
You know,
but in reality, not much.
I wonder if she was so self-conscious about the asymmetry that was one of the reasons she left
her underwear
why.
On.
She said she's self-conscious.
Yeah. Oh.
Jeremy, you're 16. Jeremy. What's up, buddy boy? Mm-hmm. All right. I have the same
obviously
problem.
Obviously, trouble talking about this.
All right, Jeremy.
Oh. Hello.
Yeah. What's your problem?
I have no feeling in my penis.
All right.
Whoa! Out
That's
the gate.
A problem.
Wow. First, we couldn't even find him. Now
ever?
He has no feeling in his penis.
Did you ever have any feeling in it?
Well, when I masturbate and whatnot, I've never orgasmed, but when my girlfriend touches me, and we've had anal and oral and all sorts of fun stuff, and I just can't feel it.
Wow.
You get an erection?
Oh, yeah. No problem with the erection.
So you get the erection, but you don't have any sensation?
Yeah.
Have you ever had this checked out?
No. We had really good health insurance, but then we got shafted by my mom's boss, and now they cover everything over $6,000, and so...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, if you don't get any sensation from anal sex, you may be calling from the grave, buddy. You may not be alive.
You know, honestly speaking, though, if you really don't have sensation, obviously your nervous system is working normally because you're getting an erection, but if you really don't have any sensation, all kidding aside, you should get it checked out because there are a lot of conditions, diabetes among them, that can cause that. So I got to tell you, though, I'm having a little trouble believing that you have no sensation when you're enjoying it that much. I mean, have you ever noticed a difference? Did you have more sensation in the past?
No, it's... This is the first girl I've really had sex with. And
mm-hmm. Jeremy.
Yeah, I look down there and I see me going in and out, and I'm like, hey, this is really great. So that keeps me up, but...
It should be better, I agree. I had the same... I was sort of disappointed myself. It gets built up. It gets hyped up. And then you realize, you know, sex is good, but, you know, it's not the real thing. You know what I'm saying, Kathy?
What? Wait a minute. Are you saying it's just better to masturbate?
Yeah, probably better just
in the
to
meantime,
masturbate.
He's banging this poor girl up her butt, looking down at it and saying, oh, it's going in and out, but I can't even feel it.
Oh.
I'm sure she's loving it.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Well, what has she
I love anal
all the
sex, and I actually masturbate that way as well.
All right, hold on. Jeremy.
Yeah?
First off, this sounds somewhere between marginally bogus or you just sound like an angry guy. What's up?
Well,
what happened
I'm just
to you?
Sort of pissed off about the whole thing. You know, great girlfriend. She's beautiful. She's smart. Willing to do anything in bed. I can't feel it at all.
I don't know. I'm not getting it. I'm not feeling it. I'm going bogus here, Jeremy. I'm just not feeling
just
it, buddy.
You're not feeling it. What is this? The Essence Awards? What's going
just,
on with
I get a feeling, and I'm giving Jeremy. You have any aggressive piercings or anything like that?
Nope, no piercings, no tattoos, none of that wonderful stuff.
You in high school?
I graduated last year.
At 16?
You're 16.
I'm 19.
You're 19.
Okay, now it's coming together because 16 wasn't working for me at all. You're 19. Okay, the goddamn board says 16. There goes the GD again. All right, so you graduate. What are you doing besides anal sex?
I'm going to... junior college. Uh-oh. Yeah, go ahead and...
All right.
But they have a really good diesel technology program, and so...
Is that for the jeans?
No,
what?
Diesel. I think we're talking about fuel sources here.
Yeah. I really like their pants.
What do you learn about diesel fuel, Jeremy?
Not diesel fuel, that's the next term, but engine overhaul, miking stuff out to within like 10,000ths of an inch, all sorts of fun stuff like that.
Miking is measuring the stuff, you know, like when you're rebuilding the bottom end of an engine.
I'm just still picturing him banging his girlfriend up the butt and looking down and going, oh, I think I'm having sex, but I can't even tell.
Listen, bogus or not, I think if it is real, you got to get it checked out.
But how come he can feel when he masturbates?
Is that true? Can you always feel when you masturbate?
Jeremy, do you have good sensation when you masturbate?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there are two possibilities here. First of all, you're not, obviously, the inside of a woman might not be as tight as your hand will be. That would be one reason for the sensation. But, you know, another reason is there could be something psychological going on here. I mean, if you don't feel when you're with a girl, but you feel when you're with yourself, I mean, that's something else. I mean, what sort of a relationship do you have with this girl?
He's on the down low.
There you go.
We've been going
you think
out
everybody's
for
on the down
I'm
low.
I'm pretty sure everyone's on the down low.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah?
Here's the thing. Okay, I'm putting him on hold. I'm getting my spidey senses tingling with Jeremy. The guys that get obsessed with their penis, there's usually 99% of them or something wrong with them. It's
like
sort
what?
Of like the people that are on disability who are under 50. It's like they tell you, know, you hear their story. Oh yeah, they hurt their back at work. You realize, okay, these guys are strung out on pain meds, or there's some psychological problem with them. This is the guys who focus too much on either wanting a penis enlargement or sensation or whatever. The plumbing is hooked up. The nerves are hooked up. You are disappointed by your sexual encounter with your first woman. Maybe it's the woman. Maybe you set the bar too high. Maybe it got built up. You're 19. Maybe you heard about it for a good 5 years, and then it turns out, it's a little disappointing. It's what happened to me the first time I went to Knott's Berry Farm. I looked around. Right. I went,
It's not Legoland.
Yeah, it's no Legoland.
There's something fishy about the overall thing, though, because not only does he not have sensation, but for somebody who's just starting out, it sounds like he's got a pretty adventurous sex life. So
yes.
Something's not jiving.
There's a little energy there. There's a little anger there, and there's something going on. Mm-hmm. So, and he's in junior college, which to
we
me,
all know
that's
where that leads.
Yeah,
nowhere.
It's
a supporting role on Suddenly Susan.
Junior
that's
college
leads.
Either leads nowhere or
that's
to hell.
Happened?
Those
yeah.
are your choices. You went to JC?
Yeah, man.
Oh man,
JC to Suddenly Susan.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
I had no idea.
One semester.
Okay,
which
but
one?
You got out.
Talk about where?
Yeah, where were you?
Triton Junior College in Illinois.
Triton Junior College. Triton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the Latin derivation of Triton?
I went to junior college. I don't know. I don't
know. Well, it sounds like a spear.
Triton isn't that Neptune's spear or
that's
something like that? The tri-tip spear?
There is no sentence that doesn't have some double meaning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Down
interesting.
Low.
Down low. There you go.
All right. We will take a break. Dr. Bruce Hensel here tonight. Also, the great and dear friend Kathy Griffin here. Going to be at the Irvine Improv. That is Friday. Performing this weekend, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday.
Yes, and that is obviously in Irvine, 8:30 and 10:30 on Friday, and 7 and 9 on Saturday. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll play a little Germany or Florida. It's been a while, so we'll do that after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kathy Griffin here tonight. Dear, 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 dear friend Kathy Griffin. Going to be at the Irvine Improv Friday and Saturday this weekend. Two shows both nights. Also filling in for Dr. Drew tonight, Dr. Bruce Hensel, a longtime NBC medical correspondent, now a filmmaker, and what else would you call yourself, Bruce?
A bon vivant.
It depends on your point of view, either a Renaissance man or schizoid. Mm. But actually, I'm an emergency physician, too. I run two ERs.
You do?
Yeah. Century City, which closed down and is reopening in September, we hope.
Mm-hmm.
And San Dimas out by Raging Waters.
That's
myself and my partner.
Let me ask you a personal question. Uh-huh. I've had hernia thing going for, showed up about 10 years ago. Everyone said, don't worry about it. About 4 or 5 months ago, I decided, it's getting close now. Drew got his done.
Mm-hmm. Crying, I got one, too.
Crying like a stuck pig, by the way.
All guys get hernias?
Almost every guy.
Do you really get it from lifting something heavy, or is that
a
myth?
No, you can do that, but a hernia is basically a weakness in a muscle that's there since childhood, and as you get older, sometimes it gets larger.
The Corollas have horrible genes.
Yeah.
My dad. Well, if you've seen my dad in swim trunks, you'd realize
bad?
What a mess he is. And my dad's like no calves, all forehead. He's a schnoz and
no
forehead. He's about 5'4". He's a mess. A mess.
Sounds crazy.
Horrible stock. Horrible stock do I come from. It's amazing. Like, you know what I am? It's like two ugly dogs getting it on and having a puppy that's, I wouldn't call him cute, but at least he's got four legs. That's really my
You're
life.
Functional.
I'm functional.
Okay.
Yeah,
actually,
I'm functional.
Considering all that, I think you turned out pretty well.
If you saw my parents, you'd give me a trophy right now. They are a mess.
All right, let's talk her.
Okay, the point is, I go see Drew's guy about 4 months ago, and he gives me the, you don't have to do it this weekend, but sometime in the next 6 months, you ought to make an appointment.
Yeah.
about three or four days ago, it starts bubbling up a little. Mm-hmm. And really what happens with the hernia is it sort of flares up a little. You literally sort of push it back down, and then it goes away. You feel like an old man because they say, like, you feel like an old Jew because they go, when you cough, put your hand down there. If someone says something funny, you go see Kathy Griffin at the Irvine Improv. Yeah, you better put your hand down there.
You better wear a cup or something.
Your bowel will push through the line of your gut.
Right.
Of course.
So, you know, you're putting your hand, whatever. Last 4 or 5 days, it's been percolating just a little bit, bubbling a little bit, pushing out. And now it's sort of a constant bulge and stuff. And I'm realizing, I think it's time to pull the trigger on this
thing.
Yeah,
I mean, what's happening here is hernia in Latin means space. And what happens is you've got a weakness in the muscle, and the lining of your abdomen actually pokes through when it gets larger.
Right.
When it's just doing that, it's painful, it's unsightly, but it's not dangerous. The problem is if it pokes through and the muscle closes behind it, that's called strangulation, that can be deadly.
Right.
That's why if it's staying out more often now, what you can do if that happens, you can put ice on it, that will actually reduce it. But if it's staying out more often, you got to get it taken care of.
I think my nuts will fall off if I put too much ice down there. Although I got the high one. I got the one that's above.
Undescended.
It's a great look, though, by the way, when I show the fellas at the office.
So what do you do? Just walk around holding your...
You literally... every few minutes or so, push it sort of back in, and it, you want to take a look?
I'll take a look.
Yeah. Kathy, you can look.
I didn't sign on for this.
This is not gay.
Next thing you know, it's the ball check, and then you turn on the download.
All right. You see the bulge? You see, Kathy, you can see it there.
Oh, my God, Adam.
Yeah.
First of all, Adam, are those black boxers?
Yeah, they are.
That's not hair, right?
They are. And I'm sorry, it's a little...
This is not easily reducible, which means that it's a little trapped. And if you know, probably if you lie down and we pressed on it, it would be a little bit easier. But I think it's time for you to take care of this.
Yeah.
Adam!
Do you have any soap and water?
You have a huge football sticking out of your pelvis.
Now, you do need
to
get... Now, listen, I had mine done a few years ago.
Thank you, by the way.
And you're welcome.
Yes.
But all kidding aside,
can they do something about his pelvis hair too? It's really excessive.
And they will do something about that when they do that.
I mean, it's a little.
They'll get the lady pick out. Believe you me.
Now you can get that done through a scope, which is less invasive. Yeah, they can do it through a scope.
Who do you got? Do you got a number? Do you got a guy?
Probably the best guy in the country is somebody named Ed Phillips. He's at Cedars. He's one of the guys who developed
the
laparoscope. He was involved in that too.
Really?
That's right.
He's like one of the biggest.
He doesn't spend that much time on it now, but he was one of the innovators. But for hernias, he's probably the number one guy in the world.
All right. So I'm going to need to
see
what's
his name,
Ed Phillips.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ed, call me later. I'll bill you.
All right. We'll talk.
I have one more personal medical question.
Well, I'm dying over here. What's going on with you? Can you trump this?
How did Anna Nicole Smith lose all that weight?
You know, my guess would be that there were some chemicals involved. I mean, that was a lot of weight to lose.
Because I have a bottle of Trim Spa. I'm willing to give it a shot.
You know, she has been up and down a few times, even though she's been up most of the time. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know her own personal history in terms of how she lost it, but I don't think I'd depend on chemicals because it always goes
when away. Is the pill coming out, doctor?
The pill that gets rid of it?
When is the pill coming out where you can eat what you want?
Where you can eat what you want.
The eat what you want pill.
There is Olestra, you know, which is the stuff
that
these...
It doesn't work on me.
It doesn't work on
me. I hear these wonderful stories about women that have wild chips and then have the craps for a while.
Not me.
Yeah. Nothing moves me.
Yeah.
What about the Cortislim, this new one I'm hearing advertised everywhere?
That's the new
thing. Oh, you've heard that advertised.
But does it work?
It
I don't know.
Is that the one that's $150 a bottle?
They don't tell you what the price is, so I'm guessing it's a lot.
See, my problem with these chemicals is that what it does is either increase your metabolism or keep you from absorbing fat. Now, if you don't absorb fat, you're going to lose some vitamins
as well. Both of those things sound fantastic. And I don't care about vitamins.
You don't care about vitamins.
I want to be thin.
You are thin. What are you talking about?
I want to be thinner. I want a pill with a trace of heroin in it.
Trace of heroin.
Like whatever. Now, you have to admit, though, that if you... It does?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no. What do I have to take?
Along with the heroin?
Yeah.
Some speed, probably.
That makes me jittery.
Look, Kathy, you're funny and you're married. You can get as fat as you want.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Do you think Matt's on the down low?
Your man?
Yeah.
I've been with Matt as well.
What?
Yeah. I've been on the down low.
Well, I'm going to Krispy Kreme after this and screw both of you. Who cares? You and your crazy lumpy stomach.
I've been with your father and your husband.
Oh, you're lucky they'll have you. You're deformed. Your hairy lumps.
How do you think I got this way?
Oh, man.
Do you understand? I give too much sexually.
Now, you've had some issues, though, haven't you, that you've talked about?
I did. I had a lipo mishap.
Yeah.
So I'm not a lipo fan. I got to tell you. Not a lipo fan. Didn't work.
It didn't work.
Didn't work.
Do you want me to
examine you? But I have a theory. Yes. But I have a theory that if you marketed a pill and you said to women, by the way, it will make you terminally ill and you'll die in 10 years, but you'll be really thin and look like Jennifer Aniston, they would buy it.
Yeah, well,
there's nothing women won't do for that magic pill.
Jennifer has worked pretty hard to get her body. Jennifer was not
she
always
can't be
thin,
happy.
But she's
she can't
never
be happy.
Been.
Yeah, anyone who knew her in high school knew she was a train wreck. I went after.
I know.
The
I like when they show those high school pictures of her. Like she was a big nerd.
Right.
She was hot in high school. And she's hot now.
Yeah, and by the way, everybody looked bad in 1986. If you're in 2004. Mm-hmm. If you go back to 1986 and all the hair and the fashion
then
and everything,
you look great.
You looked great.
Yeah.
That's whenever everyone does that. They go, she looks better now than she did when she was 20. Well,
with that crazy
not
hair.
If you were 20 when she was 20.
Right. Yeah. That's called a lie. Have you ever looked at computer dating? The interesting thing about that is that people manage to take a picture at the one moment in time that they're good looking.
Mm.
You meet them
on
after
the computer.
The one moment in time in 1978 when they were good looking and thin. And that's what goes on the computer.
Of
and
course.
You meet them, right?
Yeah, I always think, by the way, when a celebrity dies, just go ahead and show their best headshot.
Right.
You know,
you don't have to show the one of them leaving the Starbucks with no makeup on.
Right.
When Hume Cronin dies, I don't need to see a picture of the 93-year-old Hume Cronin.
Not the cocoon even.
Show the great looking one. 1943,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Why not?
Like with Reagan, it should have been bedtime
for Bonzo.
That was the moment in time he looked best.
Yes.
Pull the guys back.
And Ron, too, by
Kathy,
the way.
Kathy.
Yes.
God forbid anything goes wrong, pull your best headshot.
Boom.
Put it on there.
That's right. Maybe a still from one of my old Seinfelds.
Let the nation begin the mourning.
Right.
And let the gay army, who is going to be screaming, take me and throwing themselves towards
the grave. They're going to be like old fat Italian women throwing themselves right in the...
All right. Let's play. Let's play Germany or Florida. This game is sweeping the nation.
Germany or Florida?
That's one of our theme songs. Go ahead, Dean, and here's how the game works. All bizarre stories, the occult, the macabre, all from either Germany or Florida. You tell us the story, we tell you. Is it Germany or Florida? Go ahead, Dean.
All right.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, what's up, Kathy? All right. Hey. A student was mouthing off in class, mm-hmm. in art class, and the art teacher said, if you keep talking, I'll put you in the kiln. And the kid was a Jew. The family sued, and the teacher was eventually fired.
Wow. Well, since there's
That's
no
Miami,
Jews in
no
Florida
question.
Who are under 85, and Germany has a rich history with kilning Jews, I'm going to say Germany, but this could be a twister one. You
I
see
know.
What I'm saying? Seems so obvious.
Sounds
to be
like Germany.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Germany. What do you think,
Also,
Chris?
I don't know if you'd even be arrested for it in Florida, frankly. So
no.
It is
like
illegal
Hansel
in Germany
Gretel.
To do that.
Yeah.
But,
they're
you
sensitive.
Know, Florida. It's
You're going
possible.
Florida?
I mean, it's hot in Florida.
What do you
and
think?
There are a lot of Jewish people.
Bruce,
I'll go for Miami.
Decide.
I'm going Florida.
All right. I'm going to go for Germany, even though I know it's obvious.
I'm going Florida just on the twist.
Okay.
I think you're trying to fool us. Dean, Germany or Florida?
Adam, you rock. This is Florida.
Wow. Yeah.
Darn it. This is on the download.
Strike
tonight.
One up for the
there
boys.
You go.
All right, Dean. We're not going to send you out a windbreaker.
Good time. Well, thanks, Adam.
All right.
Does
thanks,
he
want
to come to see me at the Irvine
Improv? Yeah, please.
He's calling from Maryland.
Oh.
He can still
come. And he's 15. I don't know.
That's you
know
not, times, I'm not for him.
You know how many times you have to top off your moped to get it from Maryland to Irvine?
I know. I understand.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Crystal, who's 20. Crystal?
Yeah?
You just had a baby?
Yeah, on last Thursday.
C-section.
Right. Thursday?
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good, considering I was cut.
Yeah.
Now, you had a C-section.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be they would do a lot of it, I guess, for insurance purposes, but then they seem to have cut back on it a little. But I would think a 20-year-old woman wouldn't need one?
Well, you know, there are issues. I mean, there are reasons. You're right about that. In the old days, a lot of doctors were doing C-sections. There were some issues about whether or not they were doing it because they got more money. Mm-hmm. Downside of a upside of a C-section is the woman thinks it's easier for her. Downside is there's more danger because you have anesthesia.
Right.
You know, obviously. Why'd they tell you that you needed it?
They thought he was going to be a 10-pound baby, and
they
he was
thought?
Getting really big.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned out to be 9 pounds, 6 ounces.
Well, that's pretty close.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you can still deliver a 9 pound, 6 ouncer if he's facing the right way, you know, depending upon your
pelvis.
Who the
hell wants to?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Good God, put me under.
Yeah.
I'll call you tomorrow.
But there is that danger to it. It sounds easier, but you
Well,
you
how
know,
long are you
anesthesia.
Under?
I'm sorry?
Half an hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, that's
depends,
nothing.
You know?
I've been under 8 hours.
Yeah.
What the? Really?
But
it was
anesthesia
bad,
so
you
for
be
the
lipo? Yeah, for the whole shebang. That was
wow.
one of the problems.
Wow.
I don't get it. You
I
have,
had lipo. I also had... Oh, no, I only had lipo that time. I had lipo in 4 different areas.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not true. I'm exaggerating. I was under for 4 hours.
Right.
4 hours is a
that's
long
a lot of
time
yeah,
to be under
it's
a general.
100% less than 8 hours.
You know, it's
yeah,
possible
true.
To do lipo without general anesthesia.
I know,
it's
that's
called
a new
the tumescent
thing now.
All right, people.
But I don't recommend lipo at all.
Let's focus on Crystal over here. She just had a baby.
Has not had any sleep, probably.
No, yeah, I have.
Oh.
All right. So you had a C-section. You gave birth to essentially a manatee at 10 pounds. I mean, that's a lot of kid.
Yeah, he is.
It's a boy. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, because you don't need the behemoth broad running around. And now the question is...
Get a sex change
what?
Operation, probably.
The question is, why can't I have sex? Like, what's the real reason? Like, because I don't see anything, you know.
It's been 4-5 days,
you're
right?
Saying your doctors are telling you not to have sex?
Yeah, for 6 weeks, and that's really hard.
For six weeks?
Yeah.
It sounds a little excessive to me. Even though...
Hold on. Is it the boyfriend wants to have sex right away?
No, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Is he willing?
I am.
Yeah,
no,
you are.
Is he willing?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you know, even though you didn't deliver the vaginal way,
right.
Is that a word I can use?
Sure.
Even though you didn't deliver that way, you still had a lot of trauma to that area because your body is naturally expanding as you get near the birth process, and it can be really irritating. But it's a little surprising to hear 6 weeks.
Well, I mean, don't, a lot of doctors just sort of say, oh, well, you know, stay off of it, or that's enough of that. You know, I mean, it's the doctor's whole thing. Is they figure out however you got your injury, which is snowboarding, basketball, whatever, and they go,
but it was
well,
5 days
no more
ago.
Of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't
she
be surprised
to hear 1 or 2 weeks. She can't do a little ease into it with a little manual.
Yeah.
She has to have something sticking in there right away.
I'll tell you the
rest.
Here's the reality. This guy's your
That's
boyfriend.
Doctor speaking, right?
Yeah.
What's he do for a living?
We work at UPS.
You mm-hmm. work at UPS. You
yeah.
both work at UPS.
Yeah.
All right. And what's he do over there? Does he drive the truck?
No, not yet.
That's a decent gig.
Yeah.
And by the way, when I see the guy in the UPS truck, I realize this is capitalism at work. Mm-hmm. These guys are getting paid by the delivery. You see these guys running out of their truck. Take a look at the folks over at the DMV. You don't
Brown
see any, no
yeah.
hustle
right.
anywhere. Go look at the post office folks versus mm-hmm. the people that are getting paid per parcel.
That's right.
These guys fly. I mean, you see them going down alleys in reverse at like 45 miles an hour, pulling the e-brake, spinning a 30-ton van around, and then flying out and running. I mean, these
right.
guys wear shorts because they
it's
have
all
to
about
sprint.
The spiffs.
They're leaping picket fences, yeah. diving for porches. They're on their hustle because they're motivated.
You got to give the executives credit for thinking of that.
No, this is. I swear to Christ, every time I think about like the Soviet Union and stuff, it's like, why is the market open from noon until 1:30? Why is the guy behind the counter drunk? Why is he? Why is he flip you the bird?
He's not getting paid.
He doesn't get paid any more for being good than he does for being drunk, mm-hmm. so you get the drunk guy behind the counter.
Right.
And UPS is a great little, to me, it's a great little advertisement for the American way.
Mm-hmm. So he's not going to, obviously, if he's getting paid by the parcel, he's not going to want to have sex at work.
Right.
Because that would take away. But, mm-hmm. you know, it sounds to me like 6 weeks is really excessive. I think this is a good time for a second opinion. Now, I don't know if there's another reason your doctor doesn't want you to have sex, and I don't mean his or her reason, but just whether there's something else going on medically.
Yeah.
But, I think you need to just ask straight out. Listen, I want to have sex now. Why can't I have sex? Why wouldn't it be good?
And why aren't you kids getting married?
We are. We just don't have enough money right now.
All right. We both work. And let me just say this. Perhaps there's a supervisor or someone you can speak to over there. The UPS motto, what can Brown do for you? Not needs a little more thought.
It reminds
needs
me work. Of poo.
Yeah.
It reminds me of poo.
It makes me think of poo.
That's, it makes you think.
But, Crystal, how about using some birth control this time?
Yeah.
Let's not have back-to-back.
Yeah, if you can't afford to be married now, you don't want a second kid.
That's right.
I know that. We know that.
That's right. Okay. All right. I'm just saying.
You sound very sweet.
If I'm sitting at the table and we're pitching ideas and someone raises their hand and says, I got it, Bert, what can Brown do for you? Phil, you're fired. Hold on. Get me warm up on this coffee, and don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Obviously, that guy was brown nosing.
Yeah, fucking brown.
He must have delivered a lot of parcels that day. A lot of parcels.
Yeah, all right. That's what we're going with. What can Brown do for you? Kathy Griffin here tonight. Dear friend who's going to be at the Irvine Improv Friday and Saturday. Two shows. Two fabulous shows both nights. Go down there and get involved with her gay army.
Yeah.
There are token straight guys in the
gay
army.
We do allow straight people in.
Yeah.
But we hope they have an open mind and they don't mind bad words and cussing.
Everything's got to be open and you can't be scared to be fabulous.
No.
Dr. Bruce Hensel here tonight, journalist, emergency medical physician, and a correspondent and a Renaissance man. We will take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Bruce Hensel filling in for Dr. Drew. I believe Dr. Drew is back in studio tomorrow night. We shall see about that. But
where's Dr. Drew?
He's in Beantown enjoying himself and getting paid the same amount that I've been getting paid.
Okay, you know what, Adam? This is not the time or place.
Probably. I'm sorry.
That's more than we're getting paid.
That is true. All right, now I feel better. But I'll tell you who's going to make it back. Kathy Griffin, when you guys go out to the Irvine Improv this Friday and Saturday, two shows.
Right.
Two big shows, Friday and Saturday.
Or you can check out what I'm up to over at kathygriffin.net.
That's right. Yeah. Kathygriffin.net. Mm. Find out.
There's a couple good celebrity pictures on there.
Oh, really?
There's a good one of me and Kelly and Clay.
Oh.
Which I know makes you green with envy.
I'll tell you, Clay Aiken was on Kimmel last night.
I saw that bit. They showed it on Access Hollywood. It was hilarious.
Yeah, they did a really funny bit, a pre-taped bit, and he was a good sport about it and everything. But the thing about it is it's just, there's some hype that's just hype, but you don't actually know if people really, if it's just hype, or does he, Clay Aiken has female fans that are in their 50s, and there's got to be millions of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're lining
Claymates.
Up.
They're called Claymates.
They monopolize the whole audience.
Right, they have
the
red
Kimmel
t-shirts
show.
With his picture.
Right.
It's very culty.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm like too old, too far removed. I didn't know what it was, but Clay Aiken has fans
and it's a very specific, bizarre fan base that, let me just say, without saying the obvious, it is not the fan base I would think he would have.
No, it is a...
It is not the fan base that, let's say, I have.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
So what do you think it is? What is it about
him? I think there's... You know what? I think it's he's super Christian-y, and he's really sweet. And he's really squeaky clean.
Yeah.
And I think he's, like, some way for these women to grasp on to, like... I don't think it's sexual, obviously. I think it's almost like, this is who I wish my daughter would end up with.
It is a postmenopausal cruiserweight.
But they do not think he's gay at all. They're not even considering
the
possibility.
Is it like motherly? No. Do you think it's motherly? Or is
no,
it...
they have a little
but
crush on
they
him.
They thought Liberace was straight, too. The
right.
same people,
wait a minute,
by the way.
These people, somebody
same
thought
people.
That Liberace
same
was straight.
People in the 50s.
You know what? It's the Manilow crowd.
Anybody who
it's
thought
the
that Liberace
crowd.
Was straight...
Yes. It
has
is
some sort of problem.
No, it is there's a
I like
set.
Barry Manilow.
There's two types.
But not
of,
as much as middle-aged women in the 70s.
Women basically can be broken into two halves. They're the ones that like sort of the dangerous guys.
Mm-hmm. Like you and me.
Yeah, we like We're guys, rebels, like
alpha,
ourselves.
Bad boys.
Alpha
bad
males.
Alpha
lone males. Wolves.
Yeah.
Lone wolves.
Right. Troubled.
You know what we do? We play by our own rules. I play by my own rules so much.
You walk around with a hernia? Doesn't bother you a bit.
And my gut is spilling out of my groin. Does it bother me? No.
It bothers everybody else, but it
doesn't bother me. And let me tell you about it. I take playing by my own rules so... I take it such to heart that you try to play checkers with me, I'll grab my own piece and just hop over all your stuff.
That's
and knock
too much
the board
of your own rules.
All by my own rules. Stratego, checkers.
You play solitaire,
matter.
You're all in.
We play Scrabble.
Solitaire.
One of my winning words would be like, hula, hula, hula.
Right.
And he'd be like, that's not where I go. I play by my own rules.
Right.
I play by my own rules. Well, that's me and Bruce. The other, okay, so we're dangerous guys. Other women like this sort of non-threatening guys.
Sweet,
sort of sweet guys, guys they could cuddle up by the fireplace.
Right, not going to hurt anybody. The Osmond brothers, you know that.
That's
sort of
right.
Although the other thing is, I think part of Clay's appeal is like when I was growing up, we had the Partridge Family and the Osmond brothers and stuff like that. And
yes.
There really aren't pop idols like that anymore. There's
yes.
not. I mean, unless you're going to go like hardcore Christian radio, there's
right.
not really the like Donny Osmond, Keith Partridge, David Cassidy.
Think how wrong we were, though, when you look at Keith and Donnie
right.
and Michael.
Eat Your Hollywood Story.
Who was a very sweet member of the Jackson 5 at a very young age.
Yes,
well,
very innocent.
And let's face it, the guy obviously has talent. He's got the pipes to back mm-hmm. up whatever's... you know, his fan-based demand.
Clay.
Yeah. I mean, he can actually sing.
Yes,
like
he
with
can.
Some of these guys, them being sort of paper tigers, and
yeah.
not much behind them once they perform live. So anyway, geez, I'm starting to fall in love with the guy.
He's pretty dreamy. He really is.
Dreamy. He is dreamy. He's rosy. Great skin. All right. We, believe it or not, have to take another quick break. Well, we ended up running late. We pushed up to the top of the hour. Don't worry.
Right.
Dr. Bruce Hensel, man's man, here tonight.
All right.
Oh, yeah. He'll patch
Bad
you
boy,
up.
Bad boy, danger.
He'll patch you up and then bust you down again.
That's right.
And then patch you up
right.
again. Dear friend Kathy Griffin here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew should be in here tomorrow night after his long layoff.
Are you going to make Drew also feel your lump?
Yeah.
In fact, lump is not even enough of a word. It's a cantaloupe.
It's a cantaloupe. I got something coming out of me.
Right.
And
actually, it's like a mango. It's not the shape of a cantaloupe.
Dr. Bruce Hensel here tonight filling for Drew and doing a wonderful job, I might add.
Thank you.
Kathy Griffin, dear friend, in here filling in for herself. She's going to be at the Irvine Improv Friday and Saturday. Two shows, mm-hmm. two big shows. Or a little earlier in the evening, I let Dr. Bruce examine my hernia. And
I want a pap smear.
Not a great
thing.
This
is BS.
I'll do it. Get me a ballpoint pen and a cup of black coffee.
What?
I'm going in.
No.
Cup of black coffee. I guess he's going to be in there.
That's for me.
All right, get him a Danish, too. Let's go.
It's going to be a long night. Chris, I need a CD jacket. Doesn't matter which band, but something from the 80s. A ballpoint pen and some black coffee.
And a Palm Pilot.
So, can I do a documentary on this?
Mm-hmm.
Palm Pilot, yes. And one of those foam mic covers. Stat!
You
like
gotta stat. Say stat at the end.
You gotta start yelling stat more.
Right.
Stat, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And what is stat short for, by the way, or is it like an acronym?
Stat. It's an acronym. I don't know. It's an acronym.
Right.
And it basically is a Latin term that just means emergency. It just means emergency. So
oh, really?
Just give it to me fast.
Uh-huh.
Give it to me fast.
All right. Well, it seems to work. And what about lactate ringers and D5W or something? They're always on emergency. They always wanted some lactate ringers.
Like,
lactate ringer?
Like you're lactated. Excuse me.
Well,
lactate ringers.
My breast got sensitive to saying the word lactate.
Lactated ringer, it's just a solution. It's like Gatorade for your veins. It's got a lot of minerals in it. You're getting all that from ER, right?
No, this is from emergency for like 25 years ago, 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah, from the original emergency.
After about the 30th episode of him screaming for the lactate ringers, I thought, hey, A-hole, why don't you bring some from the truck next time you got to clean up the guy who got in the moped accident?
Yeah.
You know you're going to be yelling for it in about 30 seconds. Just go ahead and take it off the truck with you.
Yeah.
Fluids.
All right.
Give me some fluids.
So, my hernia, what do I need to do?
Again with the hernia.
Can I travel? Should I, you know, when do I need to, get
no,
it done?
No, he shouldn't go anywhere. What if he's on an airplane and it bursts or something? It looks like it's going to burst.
It's not going to burst.
Something bad's going to happen. It's going to jump out of his pants.
Give me a timeline with this
that
thing.
That may happen anyway.
You got a timeline?
If I were you, considering the fact that we can't push it down,
right.
I'd see somebody this week and I'd get it operated on.
This week?
Is that bad for you, Adam?
I would see somebody this week and then make a determination. The point is that it's not going to happen in 1 second. If it gets worse and it won't go down, but if it does get strangulated, if it gets trapped there,
dead,
then you turn into, you take a very simple elective surgery and turn it into a life-threatening emergency surgery.
Right.
And you don't want that to happen.
I don't want to do that. No, okay. No. Let me write that down. Do not
have
emergency
surgery.
But I am kind of a lone wolf type.
Okay,
stat.
You know
do not
what?
Have stat surgery.
Okay.
Can we please take a call and help someone else besides
your
lump?
We can. I'm honestly wanting to know, here's my point. They want me to go play in this baseball all-star celebrity softball game in Houston.
Who else is in it?
Next weekend. Kimmel and company. I played in it last year.
But give me some names.
Because
that's very D-listy. You're going to Houston for a baseball game.
No, I'm the only D-list.
In Houston right now?
I'm the only D-list.
I'm seeing like him and Bonaducci and Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, no, they don't get by that. No, his people won't let him do that. No, here's the thing. I did it last year. Every year, Major League Baseball has their all-star game, and that weekend they have a celebrity/ex-baseball great softball game Saturday before the all-star game. That is not this weekend. It's the weekend after it. I'm not sure if I can go because of this thing now. I don't know if I'm going to get the surgery next week.
What if somebody hits you with a baseball bat?
It'd probably push it back in.
I think what I do is see somebody this week and then make a determination with them whether or not it's safe.
All right. I'm going to get you the number to your guy. Can you set me up? Can you grease those wheels?
I'll grease the wheels. We got more than one guy. You know, we'll see. You don't have to go to one person.
All right.
I'm going to make a commercial for a doctor here.
I'll get on that this week. All right. So now it's back to the phones. We go where we can, let's see, we got ecstasy user, can orgasm, dangerous guys on drugs, virgin, orgasms very easily. Veronica?
You know, that's so typical if that's the call you took.
Thank you. Veronica?
He's an alpha male.
You're 17?
Yep.
That's right. I play by my own rules. Did you hear?
Yeah.
Yeah, like if I play Marco Polo, I keep my eyes open.
She's like, whatever, I'm a virgin who orgasms really easily.
Or
BFD.
Or I could be outside of the pool and you could yell fish out
like
of water.
It sounds like a very good combination to me.
Of course it does.
Sorry, of course.
Veronica? Sorry, maybe she didn't like me playing by my own rules. Veronica?
She left us.
See what happens,
Kathy?
You scared her away.
I scared her away?
I'm sorry, Veronica.
At least you admit it. Veronica? It breaks my heart when we get a handful of people with an intact hymen calling the show a year, and when they hang up, it really breaks my heart.
That's one of the good ones.
Let's see. Let's speak to Jenna. Jenna?
Hi.
You're 16?
Yes, how are you?
Great. You want to see Kathy Griffin this weekend in Irvine?
I wish I could be in California, but unfortunately I have no money and I'm across the country.
What state are you in?
Maryland.
Okay.
You sound tired or depressed.
Are you guys only on in Maryland? Is the show just hit the skids, or what's going on?
I just saw she was from Maryland and thought I'd screw with you.
I fell asleep.
You fell asleep.
Sorry, baby doll.
I'm sorry.
Must be all the personal talk about my gut. Go ahead.
It's fine. Also, just so you know, I'm still a virgin, so you can be happy about that.
Really?
There you go.
Nice.
Good touch, Adam.
Okay, here's the thing. When I was 14, right before I turned 15, I think, I don't have it written down.
What is going on?
This is a very emotional moment for her. Did she lose her?
She was asleep? She's a virgin?
I'll explain.
Can you screen these calls?
Hold on a second. I'll explain what goes on. believe it or not, there is a phone problem, which I know this sounds like this sounds like the world's worst radio studio, but there's a phone problem that works that everybody can hear the caller except for the people in this room, and it gets cut off, and it happens intermittently. And so we are the only one who can't hear it. So we seem like idiots when we're saying what and repeat
it
and all
that
stuff.
Isn't this like the second or third time this has happened?
This has been going on since we've been in this studio. For a year.
The listeners hear the caller, but we
don't. That's right. They just hear us sounding like idiots saying,
well, then what do you do, guess?
What? No, I look, what do I care? This show's going to run itself in the ground in a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks, right after your operation.
Oh, when I'm gone, I take the show with me. Jenna?
Yeah, you can't hear me?
I die on the table, so does the show. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
Now we can hear you.
All right, so restate your problem and be prepared for it to cut off again, and it'll be funny this time. Go ahead,
okay,
Jenna.
Right before I turned 15, I started masturbating, and for a while, I think I was able to do it like I got a full, like a real orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, and it's been this way till now, I always feel like it's like a peeing sensation, mm-hmm. and it's really strong, and then I feel like totally sexless, and that's it. And I wondered what could be wrong.
Well, do you have the orgasm still?
No.
Do you pee?
It's a really high peeing point. No. There's
okay,
no
you just feel like you're going to pee, but you don't.
Yeah.
And that turns you off emotionally or physically, something happens?
Kind of both.
Kind of both.
It's a distraction.
Well, I think afterwards, like, I kind of feel like I want to get it, but I can't think of anything sexually. And it's kind of like a little bit of a bruise, it feels like, for a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. so I don't want to touch it.
Well, how long are you masturbating for?
2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Oh, all right. I thought you were going to say
an hour. An hour and a half. That'll hurt anybody. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever tried to drink some water and pee before you masturbated, and then you know you won't have to pee?
No, I've peed before it, but...
You peed before, so it's just... What's probably happening is, you know, obviously the organs are very close to one another, the clitoris and the urethra.
What was that first one?
Clitoris.
Clitoris. I'm going to write that down.
First time you heard it?
C-L-I-T-O-R-I-S. And
no, I've heard. I know. I think I had a dude. My first roommate.
Had one?
Also, I want to tell Kathy Griffin something when I'm done.
Say that again?
When I'm done, I want to tell Kathy Griffin something.
All right. Hopefully it'll be heaping praise.
You know, what's probably happening is that you're getting very sensitive down there. And actually, a lot of people right before and right after orgasming do get sensitive.
What was that word?
It doesn't mean
sensitive.
Orgasm.
Sensitive.
Orgasm. Oh, sensitive orgasm. All right.
What you need to put your mind to rest. This does not mean there's anything wrong with you.
Okay.
That sensation is not uncommon at all. And
it's a urinary tract infection?
Well, it wouldn't just be coming on when... No, absolutely not. But it wouldn't just be coming on when she's masturbating. If she has a urine... Do you have any other symptoms?
No.
You're not going more often than usual? You're not burning when you're not masturbating?
This is... By the way, we hear this problem a lot, and... Well, I'm wondering what if you gave yourself the freedom to urinate emotionally if you had to? Throw your brother's comforter under you.
Ew.
Or jump in the bathtub and run a little hot water, as Kathy's known to do.
I wondered if I could, do that without being on top of a toilet, and I realized I can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let me tell you something.
You can't make yourself not do it,
The lion's share of places I've peed have not been there's not been a toilet within 100 yards. You can pee almost anywhere, you know what I mean? Just give yourself the freedom to do it. Go in the draw yourself a nice warm bath and get in there and masturbate and give yourself the freedom. If something comes out, it comes out. So be it.
How to do the water thing.
You know, there are...
All right.
I could not pee in a swimming pool if there was a gun to my
head. Breaking
really?
My heart.
I've tried
really?
To pee in the ocean. I can't do it.
You can't pee.
I cannot pee in the ocean.
I've done two in the ocean. Are you kidding me?
Ew!
Yeah. Because you know why? Lone wolf.
Okay, play by your own rules.
My anus plays by its own rules.
Hopefully nobody was near.
Apparently the Pacific Ocean can't play by its own rules.
Well, let's face it. It all goes there anyway. I'm just cutting out the middle man.
You know, the thing is that Adam is saying one thing that's important for you to hear, and that is give yourself the freedom. I think what's happening is you're getting to that point and your mind is taking over. If you don't worry about what's going to happen, you may be able to go through with it. You have to realize this is not unusual. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. Give yourself the freedom to either pee. And if it gets very sensitive, you know, sometimes if it gets very sensitive, if you keep going, you actually get past that point, and it's even more enjoyable.
You got to break through. That's what I did with the booze, by the way. You know what I mean? I kept drinking and I pushed through.
Okay.
Does that help at all?
Jenna.
Yeah, I can try that.
Try that.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Then call us back.
Yeah. You sound a little...
something also?
No.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
I don't like your attitude.
You sounded like a really nice mom whenever you were on the show.
Like a mom?
Like a nice mom.
I love that. If only I liked children.
Yeah.
Which I don't. Yeah. But what I do love to do is I feel that many of the young women who call on this show are, you know, vulnerable. Like giving into peer, they're vulnerable and a lot of them seem to have the a-hole boyfriend and they're being like talked into stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, Adam just wants all girls to get drunk and have sex and.
Mm-hmm. Alone Wolf.
No.
Well, but Kathy,
I'm a champion of the young ladies.
Your parents are together.
Yes.
They've been together for
60 years.
What?
60.
Isn't that nuts? 21-year-old girl has.
Yeah, how does the math work?
I know.
Parents have been
60 years.
60 years.
But my mother, as you know, is a strong black woman. And I have a little strong black woman inside me. And I hear a lot of these 16, 17-year-old, 18-year-old young women calling in here, and a lot of them have just horror stories. Sure. My dad molested me. What should I say to him at Christmas? Right. You don't go. You don't go to Christmas if dad's molesting you.
My boyfriend,
I'm a virgin, and my boyfriend wants to have anal, or else he won't take me to the prom. You don't go to the prom. Screw the boyfriend. You know, there's a lot of calls like that.
The people who have healthy relationships aren't up at 12 o'clock listening to Loveline.
It's a very valid point.
But, Jenna, do you have a boyfriend?
Oh, hold on a second. Jenna?
I did, but I broke up with him.
Okay. All right. You sound depressed, by the way.
No, I think it's like 2:30 in the morning. But I really thank you for taking my call, and I hope you don't feel sad yourself.
All right, baby.
Oh, that's nice.
All right.
Very sweet, Jenna.
Thank you, Jenna.
Right. Is there something in your voice, Adam, that made her feel that you might be sad?
I think Adam is a hurt little boy, and it's about time
that you, Bruce, walked over there and held him.
Somebody helped.
Yeah, look,
do you want me to go home?
I want you to hold him.
He's already cut my nuts. What do you want him to do?
You need to be nurtured, Adam.
Thank you. Now get away from me.
That is so
Don't listen to her.
Oh, God.
Look, here's the point.
I was thinking of crossing over.
Here's the point.
Adam welled up, and he won't admit it.
Jenna,
something happened.
See how easy I am to control?
Jenna over here is there's something a little depressed about her. There's something going
She's
on.
She's sleepy.
Although it is 2:30 in the morning there, and we do get the other caller was all two virgins, very sleepy girls.
All right.
Can we talk to the ecstasy head?
All right, the clitoris is like melatonin or something. Or I mean the hymen. What was the clitoris used for again?
Masturbation. Actually, you know.
Yes.
As we point out in the movies, we all start that way when we're inside of our... You don't want to hear this, do you?
No,
We're all female. We're all female until testosterone shows up.
I know.
And then we change. Obviously, this is a very sensitive issue for Adam.
No, I know.
But some of us become alpha males.
These spurious arguments we have in society. It's like, we always do this, but it really doesn't mean anything, you know? I mean, the guys...
I was never a male, was I?
The guys... No, we're
not that
females.
I know about.
Oh, thank God.
We all started as females.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
And all I'm saying is the guys who get the gender reassignment usually have a screw loose, for lack of a better term, and they're a little bit nutty. And the argument that we all start as women is ridiculous, obviously.
The point of the argument, though, is to show that the surgery is not as severe as you would think it would.
Right.
Most people think the surgery, God, it's how is it possible?
Right.
It is possible.
Oh, yeah, but although as we spoke to Dr. Alter last night, we found out that going from male to female is a smoother transition from an operation standpoint.
Well, it's much easier.
How can you manufacture a penis?
That's the whole point.
Well, you talk to God about that.
Okay, my good friend Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is difficult to manufacture
It's much more difficult.
Penis.
I mean, Renee was very unsatisfied.
And you know that
results,
you probably want like a giant one. I'm sure no one's become a man to get a really small penis.
Yeah, actually, that was the whole point of what we were talking to Renee about. Usually to get large ones, you need to take tissue from elsewhere. Doesn't feel normal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you build it from beneath, you have the normal sensation, but it's small.
Also, it's got to be rough, too, when like you're at work and some guy goes, hey, dude, what happened to your forearm? You get like a motorcycle accident? No, I used it to harvest my joint.
Spreading the wealth.
Yeah. And we got books in here from Dr. Alter that we popped just the other night. Chris, find that book.
I want to see some manufactured penises.
You think you do.
And I want to see a vagina, too.
I'm going to show you
I'd like
movie.
To see one, too, and I want to talk to you about that, by the way.
That's why there's breaks.
Engineer Chris.
I like that it's earmarked.
Turn to the page.
All right, so what am I looking
where
at?
Find the penis.
First of all, this book looks from the 60s. Up to date?
Find the penis that is growing on the forearm, and you tell me how badly you want to see a penis. Yes, Dr.
There's one
Bruce
that's growing on a forearm?
Here we go.
Dr. Bruce will find that picture. All right, we're going back to the phone.
This is not pleasant, folks. You want to stay on the radio. This is not a TV
show. How come
show?
That penis has netting?
All right.
That's netting to keep infection.
Is it healing?
Out. Yeah.
How come that one has a tube coming out of it?
That's the tube to urinate through.
That's urethra.
Thank you, urethra.
Does it always
Thank
have
you.
That?
Thank you.
No,
you
during, have after surgery while you're healing.
I'm not, okay, I'm a little confused. Was that a, what is that?
All right, let's
vagina
not,
or balls?
Those are scrotum.
That's a scrotum.
Is it old scrotum or the new scrotum?
Let's see what the picture says.
It's weird. It looks like a scrotum inside a vagina.
Reconstruction. Well, that's the vaginal
So you keep
lips
your scrotum?
All right. This was a horrible
no,
idea.
The lips have to be done just want, right. Let me tell you something. When I got my brow lift, I needed symmetry. And if I ever get my vulva recreated, it has to be perfect.
That is a specialty now. You know, it's called vaginal rejuvenation.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
It's true.
Don't tell
oh,
me
yeah.
I have to get my vagina rejuvenated.
Absolutely.
I didn't say
what?
You had to do that.
Yeah.
I'm telling
just had my
you
skin peel.
Listen.
It's a little more painful.
I just had my brows waxed. Now I got to rejuvenate my vagina?
I'm guessing.
I'm going to be exhausted.
Say you had to do it.
I just want you to turn to the page where they're actually growing the penis on the forearm. Dr. Bruce
what they're
can,
probably doing there
can,
is...
can find that, and I'm going to avert my gaze because otherwise I may
You're
chuck.
Not immune yet?
Oh, all right, let's see. Let's talk to
Well, they're stitching the penis
Mary,
on the forearm. It's not...
I don't think that's the picture I'm talking about.
No, I just will say these pictures are like mid-operation.
No,
I'm
will,
sure right. it heals beautifully.
Keep going there, Bruce.
It's
Mary?
Really sexy.
Yeah.
What is happening? My girl, you're 18 years old.
Yeah, well, I've been with my boyfriend for a good like 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not your typical free position type of girl. And mm-hmm. he is just not going for anything creative at all.
So you want to do more, you want to experiment, and your boyfriend
Wait,
is
what
more...
are the three positions? Yeah. I feel out of the loop. There's missionaries.
Three positions,
Doggy
me on top,
cowgirl.
Him
be
behind
the
me,
position.
And him on top, and where he doesn't last for 1 and 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, what is it? So it's somebody standing.
Yeah.
That's one. And then there's what else?
Me on top.
You on mm-hmm. top, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's him on top.
And that's the one where he goes too quickly. Okay, I understand.
All right, and he is more conservative than you are.
Yeah.
All
and,
right.
You know, I'm a little bit way off more than conservative. Like, he's not doing it for me. I don't know if I should tell him. I don't know.
All right, let me...
Doesn't any guy want to hear that the girl wants to be more wild? I mean, what guys aren't going to like that?
Mary is probably scaring him. Mary, where's your dad?
At home.
At home.
Yeah,
and
I don't
you,
my dad.
Everything good with him?
I don't know. We don't really talk. Things between me and my dad aren't really that great.
All right, but what about you? Are you ever is he an alcoholic? Do you ever get molested? Anything up with you? We need to know.
He's alcoholic.
He's what?
I said he beat me and he was an alcoholic.
Where's my bourbon?
All right. Hold on a second. I got to talk about Mary behind her back. Here's what goes on. The wild chicks, they're supposed mm-hmm. to be just sort of fun-loving and
right. just
hypersexual.
I can't help it. I'm just sexual.
It turns out somebody did something weird to them.
Of course it does.
And they're acting out. Oftentimes, the guys, all they know is they're feeling weird energy. It's like the women are like, hey baby, I'm sexy. Why aren't you into this? I'll mm-hmm. be your acrobat. And the guy's like, I would be, except for I think you're kind of nutty and you're freaking me out with your weird energy.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like pure sexuality. It feels like a vestige of the past, some
right.
weird trauma.
Not to say it's her
is now
fault.
Resurfacing. Not to say it's her fault, but
right.
but the guy is probably freaked out a little and. People do this even when they don't know what's going on, just instinctively.
Well, it's also that a lot of guys
pull
wanna,
back.
You know, a lot of guys, the whole Madonna complex, they want the girlfriend to be the perfect woman, the sweet woman, the vulnerable
right.
woman. If the woman's a little stronger, wants to be more sexual, it makes them intimidated. That's not a healthy reaction, but the point is that
that's
it happens
like that night I was with Adam, and then next thing you know, I hear the soft sobbing.
He started crying.
And I turn over, and it's like a little sniffle,
fetal
and it turned into
position.
Heaves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he couldn't even breathe.
Yeah.
I rocked him till 5 in the morning.
That was huge.
Do you have any film?
That's why she needs the vaginal rejuvenation, by the way. I ruined it.
You're so large.
It's gone.
You thought it was a hernia, but it was something else.
Oh, I'll tell you, if an insurance adjuster would have taken a look at Kathy's vagina when I was done with it,
free rejuvenation.
He would have said total.
Right.
It's total.
It's a medical.
Yeah.
At one point it was just psychological, but now it's a medical condition.
That's right. All right. Wait a minute. Let's get back to enough about our past.
Okay.
Mary?
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I'm picking up on. And everyone listens to the show and wants to know, oh, she's horny. Would you leave her alone? But you sound angry. Okay? And you sound angry, and you probably sound a little angry at men, and you probably should be because your dad's an alcoholic who beat you. That's something that you need to focus on. The part about your boyfriend not putting out sexually is the least of your problems at this point. You have issues with men, and I suspect they're going to come up with every guy you're with every relationship you're with.
Because probably every guy will be either like the dad or maybe the polar opposite of the dad, but I think she will try to keep reliving that relationship and trying to get it right, but with the wrong guys.
I'm picking up on, listen, I've done this for 9 years. I just hear people's voice, and I feel their energy first, cosmic and retarded as that sounds, it's coming from you in spades, Mary. So here's the thing. Don't get pregnant, number one. Number two, you're probably freaking the guy out by coming on a little bit strong. Why don't you back off a little, give him a glass, give him a beer, and see what he does. Number three, maybe this isn't the guy for you. And number four, you need some therapy if you had an alcoholic dad who beat you. All right? And by the way, you get some therapy, and you look in your relationship with your dad, and magically some of these current problems with boys will melt away.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, maybe it's not so boring just having missionary. Like,
that's
maybe the
right.
Maybe the normal sort of, not, or the norm, I should say, isn't so boring.
That's right.
You know, there's always the other side to it, too. Just
be
devil's advocate. I mean, you know, it's possible that she's just an adventurous girl.
Yes.
Now,
whose dad is an alcoholic?
No. She needs help for that. There's no question about that. But have you talked to your boyfriend about
Hold on.
We don't want to go there.
Well, no, I don't care, except for we got to take we're running late for break. And
I don't want to go there, because the chances of this girl being extra horny are very slim compared to the chance of this girl acting out some dynamic with her dad.
Thank you, Kathy. We rarely agree, but when we do, we know we're right. Dr. Bruce Hensel here. No, very, very qualified. I could use a warm-up on the coffee. Doc, Kathy, and I got some business talk.
There you go.
And there's some diagnoses to do.
We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Bruce Hensel, who's in tonight, filling in for Dr. Drew. He's an emergency medicine physician. He's a medical correspondent for NBC for many, many years, a documentarian. He is everything and everyone. He really is. He's
omnipresent. My mother would be proud.
He really would. He's so much more doctor than Dr. Drew could even dream.
Oh, Adam, that's hurtful.
I don't care. No, I don't care
that
anymore.
You're going below the hernia with that one.
He has more doctor in his the cuticle
pinky.
Of his pinky than Drew has his entire
being.
That is
being. The hurt talking.
Drew is not even here to defend.
I know.
That,
you're
goddamn right he's
we
not
love
here.
Dr. Drew.
He's getting paid the same thing I'm getting paid. He's not even here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Obviously an issue. For
Kathy Griffin, who's possibly the one person who's even more bitter than I am, is going to be at the Irvine Improv this Friday, this Saturday. Two fabulous shows.
Yes.
Go down and see her and support our friends.
Keep an open mind. I'm not for everybody. It's not a Christian show. It's not a family show.
No, but if you like...
I work blue, and if I like a lot of name-calling, a lot of celebrity gossip, maybe a couple current events thrown in there.
Yeah, yeah. If you like Christian comedy, Kathy is not the gal for you.
But if you want to make fun of... Gwyneth Paltrow's baby, come on down Friday and Saturday, two shows.
That's right. Now, have you ever met Gwyneth Paltrow?
I have met her, and I did not have a pleasant experience with her.
Really?
What was
no.
it? Really?
I felt that she is very condescending.
Hmm.
I don't like when she kind of has the eye rolling, condescending
she's British,
sigh.
You know.
Yeah, she's British
very
now.
British.
She's very trendy.
Mm-hmm.
She's ruined that poor kid's life.
Well,
sight
right?
unseen. You can't name a kid Apple.
Yeah.
That kid's going to be calling into this show as soon as she
the
can
The apple
talk.
Of her mother's eye.
Yeah.
His mother's
here's
eye.
The, apple.
Here's the thing,
Apple's
though.
A nickname, right?
Maybe.
Maybe within the walls of the British home, we call a kid Apple.
Yeah.
But no, Apple should not be the baptismal given.
What's the
given
kid's last name?
Apple Martin.
Apple oh, Martin. It's going to be Apple Martini.
Real fast.
The kid's lucky.
Real fast.
A horse will eat it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I realize with all these celebrities and their kids and their crazy names, mm-hmm. you think, okay, the kid's going to get his ass kicked. Well, he'd get his ass kicked if he went to Sun Valley High School out in the East Valley there. But these kids are going to be going to some, you know, Beverly Hills Prep.
Not Peaches Geldof. Peaches Geldof isn't a multimillionaire in her own right.
Peaches Geldof's kid?
Peaches.
Oh, really?
She wrote a letter of warning to Gwyneth in one of the London papers saying how it had completely affected her entire life to be named Peaches.
And did Gwyneth respond?
No.
No, of course not.
What about Peaches and Herb, though? It didn't affect that Peaches,
did it?
That
was a nickname that they gave themselves as adults.
I see. Okay.
That's a choice.
It was their choice.
Apple Martin, poor thing.
Okay.
Apple Martin.
All right.
You know she's not going to let that girl eat.
The point is, these kids will grow up in a very sheltered environment
yes.
that will not let them be made fun of by the outside world,
Gwyneth.
Except for heroes. Like people like you, Kathy, have the guts to stand up against
and
the
just talk
elite.
About it.
That's Heroes. Right.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
right.
like and Richard Clark. I'm just talking about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Where the hell are we going? Bleeds excessively twice a month. Wants to know about the pill. Dangerous true guys on drugs. All right.
Let's hit the bleeder. I've had that problem ever since high school.
I'll tell you what.
And?
It, on the pill, off the pill. On the pill, anemic.
Mm-hmm.
Iron pills, slow FE.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Finally normal. I had my period twice a month for years.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. The pill help?
I didn't like the pill.
You didn't like it, but did it help the bleeding?
No.
No.
Mm. And they said it would regulate my periods.
Mm-hmm.
They
usually
promised,
does,
shallow
but not
promise.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's.
Can't predict.
Not a big pill fan.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Condoms.
I'm going to go by who's been on hold the longest. And Vince is coming in at 117 minutes.
Oh.
Vince.
Yeah.
He's still awake.
You're 19. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
You want to go out and see Kathy Griffin at the Irvine Improv this weekend?
Yeah, if I could make the half trip across the country, I would.
Adam, why do you keep doing this? What state do you live in?
Nobody's calling from California.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City. Okay. What's up, Vince? I just like inviting people from out of state. Go ahead, Vince.
It's kind of probably an easy question for you guys. It's real basic. Usually when I masturbate, I don't use any kind of lubrication or any lotion or anything.
Ouch.
And I've actually had a couple occasions where I've actually rubbed it raw.
Oh, ouch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, while it's going on, you really don't notice it, but afterwards you realize it. And I was wondering if there's any actual, you know, harm I could be causing to it.
I mean, you can harm it by rubbing it raw and then getting it dirty and getting an infection. But the question is, if you're an adult and you understand the consequences of your action, why do you keep doing it? I understand when you do it, you may forget, but you know from the past that you cause yourself some pain. So why do you do it again? Do you like the pain, or why do you keep doing it without lubrication? It's easy enough to get some.
Yeah, what are you, an animal?
Maybe he's romantic. Maybe he gets so lost in the moment.
He's old-fashioned.
He loves.
He just can't even think straight anymore.
His stepmom started locking up the Lubriderm. That's what happened.
Oh, no.
Vince, why don't you spring for some lotion, for Christ's sake?
It might actually be, you know, I live with three other guys in a pretty small apartment, so when I do it, it's kind of in a hurry.
It's on the fly.
It's in a hurry.
Yeah.
Where usually, in the bathroom?
Huh?
Where do you do it if you live with three guys?
Depends. Whenever I can squeeze one in, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. All right.
Well,
you're
can't you do
crafty.
It in the bathroom so then it can be in the
Well, listen,
cabinet?
You know, if it happens that quickly, you can get these little packets of KY jelly so you don't have to carry a whole tube.
Oh, just go down
But that's going to be so embarrassing if he's somewhere and then he goes to take his change out of his pocket and the small packets of KY come out.
You go down to the Arby's, you get some mayo.
What?
It'll come in the same small packets.
It's going to smell like a sandwich.
Mayo?
Yeah, mayonnaise. Works great.
Really?
I don't know. I'm a dry man.
Yeah,
I'm smart. You know why I'm a dry man? I'll tell you why I'm a dry man. Because what do you do when you're camping?
You're a real
man. What do you do if a plane
you
goes
go
down?
You go camping to beat off?
Island? I have beat off camping before. Yeah.
Is that the idea of camping?
I'll tell you why. You got to beat off. Sometimes
open...
you sleep over.
I mean, and you can't go 24 hours?
It's not just 24 hours sometimes. It's like 30 hours because you might leave at noon and come home at like 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's a long time.
Yeah, and when you convene with nature like I do, I've beat off camping. Sure.
Sure. That's why.
Now, when you're planning the trip, do you kind of think when you're going to fit that in? Are you like, okay, I'm going to pack my toothpaste, my plastic bags?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm probably going to beat off that one time right after we put the tent up.
Yeah.
So it's part of your agenda.
Yeah. That's what I got to
say.
And
where do you do it when you're camping?
Pitch tent.
In the sleeping bag.
You do it in the forest normally.
Well, where are the other people on the trip? You're not going by yourself.
Well, they're doing whatever they got to do.
So wait a minute. You're camping with friends.
Yes.
And then you just go into the forest.
Do you say
I have to go gather some
moss,
kindling something?
The code word is we're making s'mores.
That's well, you don't make s'mores in the middle of the forest.
They know what you mean when you say we're making
s'mores.
That's
disgusting.
They know.
So then you announce you're making s'mores, and everybody there is like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, this poor guy, it's better than this poor guy, Vince, who has to hide from his roommates.
Yeah, he's got to, here's the thing.
Don't guys use spit or whatever?
No, I think spit dries out pretty fast.
He has to alter his technique or get some lube. Either way,
he's got to get lube. That's key.
He's worth. You're worth it, Vince. You're
running yourself loop. Wrong. I mean, for not Christ so much sake. That you're going to cause a problem, but it's painful.
Yeah. All right, let's go to 74 minutes on hold and speak to Adrian. Adrian.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Uh huh.
What's up?
I've been going out with my boyfriend for about a year, and it's like an ongoing problem. Like, whoever I've had sex with, I never orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've orgasmed with one guy, mm-hmm. and that was it.
You mean during intercourse or foreplay or anything?
Anything.
Anything. And how did you orgasm with the one guy?
I don't know. It just happened.
No, I mean, what were you doing? What were you doing?
Just having sex.
Oh, so you're having intercourse?
Yeah.
No. All right, well, by the way, pretty good for a 17-year-old. Most of the 17-year-olds call the show do not have an orgasm via intercourse.
Most women don't. We've talked about this.
According to my calculations, no
this sounds
women
like a
do.
Harry Mansell.
No women. No women. According to, and I've done a survey, and I've been out there.
I'm very open about it.
Yeah.
Never
had an orgasm?
No orgasm.
During intercourse,
life?
No.
So you faked it when we were together?
No. Even?
I made you put that tomato up my butt.
Oh, baby.
Come on. I thought it was private time was over now.
Right, now, were you with this guy more than once, the one you did orgasm with?
No, it was just a one-night stand.
Okay.
One-night stand and an orgasm.
And an orgasm. Huh. I would have been with him a second time.
Yeah. So Adrian, first off, you know, at 17, don't put the pressure on yourself. When a woman puts the pressure on herself to have the orgasm, it's even more difficult. They become more elusive.
Oh, it's horrible. And then the time passes and...
You know, it is
you
important.
You get into like the 45 minutes and still no orgasm.
Right. Oh. Don't push.
And speaking of not putting pressure on yourself, you should realize that a lot of this can be anatomic, meaning the one guy that you orgasmed with, he might have...
Magic
believe
penis?
It or not, he might have had an angle to his penis. It may have gone a different way. That happens. Mm-hmm. And it might have touched the area that stimulates you more. Are you able to orgasm when you masturbate?
I use a vibrator, and yeah, I get off.
Okay.
You do.
So you're physically capable of it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, what you need to do is...
Do you bring it camping? Because that would make a little noise when you're making your s'mores.
Does the guy you have give you oral sex?
Yeah.
He does.
And that, you don't orgasm that way?
No.
He doesn't do it long enough then.
That's very tough. It's got to be a long amount of time, and he's got to be super gentle, and then a lot of guys do it too hard, and then you don't want to say anything to him, and next thing you know, you're going to the doctor with the infection.
Are you in love with this guy, Adrian?
Yeah, I feel really bad because I love him a lot. And
okay. All right. Here's the whole thing, baby doll. And all you women, let yourself go a little bit. Stop dancing for the man. I really mean it. It's like, I love him. I want to give him this. It's so important that I give him this. You become so focused on it. And here's the thing. I don't know why God punishes us, but it hurts everything you try to do. If you're golfing and you're really trying really hard and you're focusing and people are looking at you and you're trying to really tee off and drive the ball, you always shank it. You do it in every sport. The more you tense up, the more you try, the harder you try, the more you F up. It's the same with this. Just relax. If you have an orgasm, you have an orgasm. If you don't, you had a pleasurable experience anyway. You two are in love. Don't worry about him.
Oh, you know
I guarantee
what? I would just love you
life.
To have that conversation with a 17-year-old guy.
Yeah.
You know, if you have the orgasm, fine. If you don't, you had a great time. Just enjoy it. You're young and in love.
I have, Kathy.
Are you?
Yeah, you have had that conversation.
Well, mostly 14 and 15, but a couple 17s made it in under the wire, although they weren't developed.
Let's see, what is the
I like how
consent?
Women are supposed to be just completely satisfied without the orgasm. You know, it's a pleasant time for everybody.
Please. I was sticking up for your broads for a change. Don't attack me.
Now, listen, do you want to have an orgasm for yourself, or are you trying to please him?
What
I'm sorry, Adam. Yeah, let's help her.
Ow.
Do you want to have an
orgasm?
Why start now?
Adrian?
Yeah?
Who's the orgasm for, baby? You or him? Or possibly Bruce?
Yeah, or possibly Adam.
Huh?
I'd say both because...
You'd say both.
Me and Bruce? All right, it's for both. Yeah.
Now, is your boyfriend, does he really, you know, give it the good college try? Or is he, like, done after 30 seconds?
The most he's lasted is, like, 30 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, well,
that ain't bad for
an 18-year-old
kid.
Time,
how old is
you know.
He?
Oh, he's 59.
He's 59.
All right, he's 17. Listen, Adrian, look, you're 17, you're growing, you're changing, your vagina's like a green piece of fruit right now. Let it ripen on the vine a little bit. Don't push so hard. Relax and enjoy
but
yourself.
But also maybe give the guy a little gentle guidance.
Right.
Sure.
You know, I
maybe
mean,
he can learn a little more as well.
If
that's
she can
right.
orgasm with a vibrator, have him touch you while you're having an orgasm. Find the spot that really turns you on and you
yeah.
can do...
And then everybody makes s'mores.
Never exactly. works. Becomes too intense for women. I've tried this one.
Okay.
What do you think, Adrian?
They do that. Now I got rid of her.
You got rid of her. Okay.
What?
She's fine. She's 17. She'll land on her feet.
Probably okay. pulled the vibrator out.
We'll take ourselves a little break. Kathy Griffin here. Dear friend, Bruce Hensel. Dr. Bruce Hensel. Dear friend.
Oh,
not dear
not
friend,
yet.
But just dear friend. But that's we're on the road to dear friend.
Just the beginning.
Filling in for Dr. Drew. Doing a better job than Drew himself. We'll take quick break. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. Dr. Drew is not in the hizzy tonight. We have Dr. Bruce Hensel.
But you're having a hissy about it. You're cranky. You're complaining.
I'm
want him to give you some of his money?
I'm in pain. My guts coming out of my bowel. It's pushing through my gut. I'm having a nervous breakdown. The Kathy Griffin, by the way, dear friend, is here tonight, going to be at the Irvine Improv Friday and Saturday, two shows. And Dr. Bruce Hensel has a fantabulous documentary. Go ahead, Bruce. Give it a little plug, buddy.
It's called The Opposite Sex. We follow one man and one woman from the time they decide until the time they get their sex change operations. They're actually two separate movies. One of them is called Renee's Story about a...
Now, you
the
have the man girl. Becoming a woman and the woman becoming a man.
Right.
So you,
separate
you
movies.
Have them both.
Separate
okay.
movies. Separate movies. And they show on Showtime. You can just go into www.show.com, find out when they're on. And we're hoping, Renee's Story actually won the Grand Jury Award at the Outfest.
Oh.
So we're pretty excited about it. It's,
cool.
It's a
masterpiece. Which I've hosted, of course.
And my partner in the movie, Stu Krasno, who's the executive producer of Average Joe.
That's right, which I hosted
which
season
hosted
one.
Season
That's
one.
Right.
And a wonderful guy.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful guy. Everybody loves
yeah.
Stu.
Outfest.
Outfest, meaning the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival.
Gotta check that out. All film festivals are gay and lesbian
a
film
good
festivals, aren't
of them, yeah.
Isn't that
good
the
percentage.
Essence of a film festival? Is
yeah.
there a straight
it's
guy
within
30 miles?
It's split hairs to even call it Outfest.
Yeah, Outfest. Oh, that sounds like a delight. All right. Let's hop back to the phones and see if we can help some of the kiddies and speak to Katie. Katie?
Yeah?
You're 16. You're on birth control pill?
Yeah.
And you also use ecstasy?
Yeah, I've used it like 3 times.
All right. Here's the whole thing. Probably... Dr. Drew has gone off about ecstasy enough to scare me, which is to say that it causes problems. I mean, it's not just a man saying, hey, stay away from the weed, man. You'll go. No, the ecstasy does cause brain damage eventually, and it's probably not something you should be monkeying with. So how about you just give that up and do something else?
All right.
Can you do that?
Come on, you only had it 3 times. You're not, like, addicted to it.
Yeah. It's easy enough to stop doing it from this point on, yes?
Yeah, but will it affect? I don't think
it does anything with the birth control pill, Drew. I've never heard Drew say anything.
Was
about that
your question? Whether the two interact?
Yeah.
Well, they don't interact. But remember, MDMA or ecstasy is a form of amphetamine. I mean, it actually speeds you up. So it can affect your blood pressure. It can affect your brain cells. And the fact is that the original ecstasy, although it was developed to help therapy,
yeah,
is one thing. And the ecstasy that you get now on the street can be anything from talcum powder to pure amphetamine. You don't know what you're getting.
You get the concession stand at Outfest. Exactly. I'll tell you that right now. Get that and the Amyl Poppers.
I mean, the interaction between
and
that
imitation
and the birth
butter. Look
pill.
Out for that.
Now, why are you on the pill?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm having sex.
What's wrong with condoms? You're 16.
She wants to be on the pill.
No, she should be using condoms.
Well, she don't want to use condoms.
No, too bad. The teenage girls has to use condoms.
She's going to forget to use a condom and get pregnant.
All right, now, Kathy, you don't like the pill, personally.
No. I say do the pill and condoms, but I'm very nervous about what teenage boys are going to give her.
The expectation. Well, that's a good point. You should still be, even if you're on the pill, remember, the pill does not protect against AIDS or sexually transmitted diseases. So you can't just make an assumption that you're protected because you're on the pill.
And you can't make an assumption that he's only sleeping with you.
All right, Katie, do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Oh, Katie, you can't have multiple partners and not use condoms. This isn't 1972.
Okay, so here's the thing.
It wasn't safe in 72 either.
That's right. We all learned.
Add condoms to your diet and remove the ecstasy. That's it. Plus condoms,
plus ecstasy.
There you go. All you people do that.
Yes. Less ecstasy, more condoms.
Taking the condoms, push out the X.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
Didn't she see the Oprah when she goes to the Congo?
You're an Oprah fan, aren't you?
I do. Yeah. That's where I get my news.
Right. Johnny?
We got to talk about that.
You're 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got out of a juvenile facility?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to find a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know where to look because, I mean, I don't want it to be like for just a week or two because I'm still a virgin and... I mean,
all right. Yes, he's going to stab you now, Anderson.
No, but I mean, I was told that, like, if I get with someone for a while, they'll think that's really special. And...
All right, Johnny, here's the whole thing. We're plumb out of time. You can't really go shopping for a girlfriend. It's one of these things where you just have to make yourself into the most presentable target you can be and let it happen. So don't go looking for a girlfriend. Look for a good job. Do some push-ups. Try not to end up back in juvie. And magically, you'll find a girlfriend. We'll be right back. Yeah, everybody. All right. Well, that's the show. I believe Dr. Drew is back tomorrow night. I want to thank dear friend Dr. Bruce Hensel for coming in and doing
a dear friend.
Wonderful job. No, you're dear friend Kathy Griffin for doing a wonderful job and help me out tonight. Kathy Irvine Improv, Friday, Saturday, two fabulous shows. Dr. Bruce, you can find his documentary if you just go to Showtime.
Showtime.com. Show.com.
And look for the listings, The Opposite Sex.
The Opposite Sex. Or see me on the news tomorrow.
That's right. NBC. Thanks a lot, Doc. Thanks for the diagnosis. Now I know I'm going to die. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Bruce Hensel saying mahalo.
And the art teacher said, if you keep talking, I'll put you in the kiln. And the kid was a Jew.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.